Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, we truly like to thank you all so much for joining us today. I like to begin with the word of prayer, and then after that we'll get into the lesson. First of all, I want to thank you. The word says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. I thank God for his righteousness that he's given us, because the scripture says that he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, so we could become the righteousness of God in him. God have called us his children. Why? Because we've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Simply meaning that he has forgiven us of all of our sins, and he has washed us in his blood, according to Ephesians 1 and 7. That makes us a new creation. Matter of fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? He can use us now because we've been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into his, simply mean we've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We've been redeemed from that. I thank God for his word, because it's in his word we learn whose we are and who we are. Let me give us prayer based on the word of God. We stress forth our faith. Hope that you do the same, knowing that you have crucified the flesh. Not you live, but Christ live in you now. And according to John 5:2. I thank God for his word. Thank God for those that will continue to listen and believe his word and know that we are citizens of heaven. We seated at the right hand side of the master on high. Ask your heavenly father to let your word be illuminated in somebody's spirit and in somebody's heart this day. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name and for his sake. We do pray. And everybody in this prayer said amen and amen. I want to thank Pastor Bill from yesterday. We had a few little hint of difficulty, but hey, she came through like a champ, and I thank God for her being persistent. I thank God for her being faithful to this word and teaching it and sharing it. That's so important, brothers, so that the word go forward no matter what. Who's here, who's not, who's with it, who's not. The word of God need to be bigger than all of that. And with that being said, we're going to pick up where we left off on Tuesday. On Monday, yes. Because Pastor, she took care of business yesterday, which today is Wednesday. Y'all just bear with me. I get it together. I know our foundational scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:9, that says, God is faithful, whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we're talking about fellowship and relationship. Fellowship and relationship. But before we get into the relationship part, I want to say some things about fellowship. Because I find it interesting that we just celebrated the resurrection of Christ. And don't say it in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable unto his death. You ought to want to know that. You ought to want to have fellowship with him. And Philippians 2:1 says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy. Well, what I get out of there is that
He wants us to have fellowship with the Spirit. But when we understand fellowship, it's part of this gospel. Because in Philippians 1:5, for our fellowship is with the gospel from the first day until now. Our fellowship is in the gospel. The Bible says, for your fellowship is in the gospel from the first day until now. So I was teaching, won't forget that, I was teaching, and as I kind of like got ready to turn away, and I believe everything I ever preached, brother, sister, God had just illuminated things. He made me see it more clearly. And as I was preaching, man said to me, I was listening to him. He said, you make a distinction between union and communion. Well, see, I understand what fellowship is. So I said, thank you, sir. Then as he turned to go away, it flashed through my mind that I had been teaching beyond my classified knowledge. And I went, So the Spirit had unveiled to me something that I didn't recognize, the difference between union and communion. Our union with Christ in the new creation and our communion with him are all based on two other words, and those words are fellowship and relationship. So when I read Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, then I have to think about the word union. Because the word union means to merge, or the act of joining together. And so that's what Paul was saying, that he wanted to couple, he wanted to join, he wanted to link with Christ. And then I think about this other word, it's to me, I think it's communion. It's more of a solidarity, a friendly relationship made by ready communication and mutual understanding, which brings to me the harmony. Wow, Paul wanted to know this stuff. He wanted to know the suffering. He wanted to know the resurrection. And he wanted to know what he had in the resurrection. Man, I find that interesting, knowing that we can be one with his fellowship, with this fellowship. And as a reminder, you are Christ's now. That's who you are. You are Christ's. Bred for this, born for this, made for this. We were made to unite with the Father. That's his heart desire, is to have fellowship. That's what God is about, brothers and sisters. He's about fellowship. John said over there, that which you have seen and heard unto you, that ye may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. He wants us to walk in the light as he is in the light. Yeah, Pastor said something on yesterday that was real interesting. Y'all may want to go back to hear that. But God, brothers and sisters. It's God's love for his word. And he wants us to love his word, because when you love his word, then you're going to love the fellowship. I just put it like that. If you love the word of God, you're going to love the fellowship. Now, if you don't love the word of God, you're not going to love the fellowship. Why? Because you don't have the same thing in common. Because, see, to have fellowship, if you got to have that, oh, wow, that union, that same kind of thing. And it's a merging together to create the fellowship. To join on the same level. That's when you really begin to understand how deep this is. The seriousness of what God is telling us when he talks about fellowship. Why do you think he gave us righteousness? So we can have this fellowship. Yeah. He gave us righteousness so we could have this fellowship with him. Because in order to have this fellowship, we had to be united, have harmony, have agreement, have oneness, have togetherness, like companionship, the solidarity, understanding. So we want to have fellowship so we can have this stuff. So we can commune. But see, in communion, your communication, and you have a mutual understanding that, you know, we were sin, so that's okay. I'm gonna take care of your sin issues for you. I was sharing this with a gentleman this morning. People, this stuff is almost too simple. God made Jesus to be sin for you. So just put a pen there for a minute. If he did, and Christ was resurrected, like we all believe, at least I believe, so if he was resurrected, then he passed tests. So that means that the sin had been paid for. And I said to this young man, if I pay for your house, are you going to continue to pay house note? He said, no. Think about it like that. If God paid the sin issue or dealt with it, there is no sin as far as you're concerned. As far as your faith is concerned, it's paid for. So it's paid for so we can have fellowship with him. We got harmony now. Before we had a broken relationship. We had broken fellowship. We had broken friendship. See, when David had broken friendship, he said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. He knew that there needed to be some restoring there. And I don't know who I'm talking to today, but you might want to ask God to restore the fellowship, restore the relationship. So as we look at this fellowship and relationship, John 10:10 says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And I want to do a little study on that. Because abundantly, it talks about a number that you can't count. It talks about a measuring. That's how much abundantly he wants to bless us. That's how much abundantly he wants to give us this life, this abundantly friendship. Yeah, abundance. When I think, it's most people like to think of it in terms of wealth. not a, a considerable amount. They try to group it as saying a bunch of it. Because see, when you say a dozen, you kind of limit it. Because you think of dozen, you think of, well, 12. But when you really think abundance, you think of a lot. And that's what he has. God is full of mercy. He's full of goodness. And he will let it follow you all the days of your life. See, what is this life he's talking about in John 10:10? I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So what is this life? It's the nature of God. And not just a little bit, but a lot of it. That's what I want you to see. Because that's what this fellowship give you. A lot of God. So who was to have it? The men for whom Christ died, according to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him did not perish. Excuse me, but have everlasting life. But the question is, how are we going to get that eternal life? Jesus illustrated it in he talking with Nicodemus over there in John 3. He said, except a man be born or see the kingdom of God, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Now, if Paul reveal what he's talking about by being born again, we don't understand it all in that particular scripture, but what we have in Philippians 3 and 10, it's a desire to want to be like God, to be like Christ. Yeah, that's an awesome desire, man, to want to be part of his resurrection, part of his suffering, because you want to live. And that's, I see that in Nicodemus, too. Over there in John 3:6-7. See, with this revelation, we have a better understanding of what he meant. And then too, let me tell you this. Because in 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, which those listening know that that's one of my favorite scriptures, it says, wherefore if any man be in Christ, for a man, pretty much who have accepted Christ and confess him as his Lord and Savior and live by the word of God, he is a new creature. And the Bible says, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're part of a new creation because God renewed it through fellowship. He put us at his level, on his class. And I know I have issues with people really understanding that, but God have always wanted us in his class. Yeah, that's been his desire. If I got into school teachers that's listening, you have a desire that these students be in your class because you feel like you can help them. You can share something with them. But God went beyond that. He wanted us to be like him. Not only just to share things, but be just like him. So he had to provide fellowship so we could have a relationship. And stop trying to have a relationship without having a fellowship. We've erred in the past. Let's stop it, I say. Let's stop it. Let's try to have more fellowship so we can appreciate the relationship. So we have this revelation of Paul that the old things, talking about spiritual death or the union with Satan, are passed away. They don't become new. But all things are of God, who reconcile us to himself through Christ. I want to say this in reference to this sermon. And sort of what Pastor said a little bit on yesterday about the Word of God. But before I say that, let me say this, brothers and sisters. We are a new creation in the spirit. Just as Adam was a physical and new in the garden, the spiritual new creation has become being imparted on a day-to-day basis, being imparted of God in us. That's if we grow in grace. You remember the word life? It means Zoe, the nature of God. The new creation is built out of the nature of God. That's what the new creation is built out of. So when we read Ephesians 4:23-24, let's see. Well, I won't really get in that today. I'll get into that maybe next time. But because there's so much to unpack here. But you gotta want this fellowship, man. You got to want it as much as God has given it. You got to want it. But in Ephesians, I'm gonna read it anyway. We can pick it up. 23 and 24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And then it tells you, put away lying tongues, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Stop being angry about nothing, to do about nothing. So, as we close, the new creation is the product of God, created for us through God, so we can have fellowship. And God knew the fellowship was going to be broken. But to get to the relationship, we got to have the fellowship, okay? So God produced it in the spirit. That's why we have this new birth. So the old nature is failed, full of sin conscience and no righteous conscience, full of the flesh examples instead of the spirit examples. See, a new nature has taken its place. We can, we are not the way people see us. Because the people, they want to remember you in the flesh, and they never want to see you in the spirit. but you are a new creation. The Bible says we have not received the spirit of bondage unto fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. But we're going to stop it right there, because as men is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So as many are willing to let the Spirit guide them and be in. Meanwhile, if anyone have any questions, anything they want to share, press 1 and we'll let you in. And again, we apologize for yesterday. We was on the road, didn't have good internet. And so, as you forgive us, and now, anyone else, anyone, have any comment on anything that was said, read? Hallelujah. If not, we'll see you all tomorrow for Thankful Thursday.